For a couple of years now, New York and New Jersey residents have heard about how the Super Bowl is going to drop a $500 million windfall at its doorstep. But New Jersey Public Radio's Terry Langford reports that rosy economic impact may be exaggerated and most of the revenue is likely to leave the state.
When it comes to forecasting the kind of economic impact expected to rain down on a Super Bowl host city, there's math. And then there's Super Bowl math.
And for this region to get the economic boost, which we estimate to be between $500 and $600 million, it comes in the end of January, beginning of February, which is normally.
That's Al Kelly Jr. telling New York's Fox 5 how much money the region will make from the Super Bowl to be played at MetLife Stadium in East Rutherford, New Jersey. That figure comes from a study done for the New York, New Jersey Host Committee by a company called Sports Management Research Institute. Neither the host committee nor SMRI would release that study. The Holiday Inn Express in Carlstadt, New Jersey, is walking distance to MetLife Stadium. Yet, just weeks away from the event, manager Flor Danonet says she still has rooms available.
I do think people are waiting to see who's playing in the Super Bowl, how the weather is going to be like. Because the thing is, the majority of the event, I think, is going to be in Manhattan. So I think people are kind of iffy about how things are going to turn out.
Sea Caucus Mayor Michael Ganelli also feels iffy. The train station in his city will be the main transit hub for fans traveling to the Super Bowl on game day. But Ganelli isn't convinced the event will bring in an extra $500 million.
Well, I don't know, first of all, if the number's real, and I don't know where the number came from. But I would say a good portion of that would be going to New York.
And even the mayor of East Rutherford, next door to the Meadowlands Stadium, isn't so sure that much Super Bowl revenue will stay in New Jersey.
I do believe a lot of the spending will be in New York City.
Mayor James Casella says the best East Rutherford will see is a bump in local hotel taxes. That should help the borough of 9,000 people pay for Super Bowl expenses such as traffic control and police.
It may offset some of our costs of sending police down and some of the other people. So for us, let me just say that if it is on the plus side, I don't think it's going to be that great.
It's also not clear how much the Super Bowl will cost taxpayers. The New Jersey State Police will be handling security at MetLife Stadium, but spokesman Lieutenant Stephen Jones wouldn't release any budget figures.
That wouldn't be something we would be anxious to give out. We're going to put as many people as we can there, while still maintaining our other duties across the state.
Nor would NJ Transit spokeswoman Nancy Snyder provide any detail about extra costs associated with Super Bowl week staffing.
Not at this time. I'm going to send you to the host committee.
But the host committee had no comment. Economists say large events like the Super Bowl create winners and losers. Town budgets suffer. Hotels win. Victor Matheson, a professor at the College of the Holy Cross in Massachusetts, says the boost to the economy is usually exaggerated.
When independent economists not working for the NFL and not working for the teams or the leagues actually go back and look at cities that have hosted the Super Bowl, what people get is economic impacts ranging somewhere between, say, $30 and $120 million. So again, not something you turn down, but it's also a fraction of that $500 million claim that the NFL is coming up with.
Part of the problem, Matheson says, is that when hotels fill up with tourists for one event, attendance for other events go down. He saw this in 2004 when New York hosted the Republican National Convention.
Attendance at Broadway shows that week was actually down 20% compared to what it had been the weeks before and the year before during the same time.
New Jersey Public Radio examined data from the 2011 Super Bowl in Dallas, which was played 21 miles east in Arlington, Texas. Sales tax revenue in Arlington and even nearby Dallas and Fort Worth saw a minimal rise. There was only one area where there was a large revenue increase. Philip Porter of the University of South Florida explains.
The only place where we find an impact is in hotel rooms, and that's because when these events occur, the price of hotel rooms goes way up.
Porter says even extra hotel profits doesn't mean there's more money circulating in the local economy. The salaries of the front desk clerks and housekeeping staffs stay flat, and most hotel chains are headquartered elsewhere.
So when the price goes up, that doesn't help the local economy any.
Porter says merchandise sales don't help the local economy either. New Jersey doesn't have a sales tax on clothing, and many licensed NFL vendors are not local. One of the Super Bowl's big money makers is the NFL Experience, a pop-up theme park. That's the big prize, as noted by Governor Chris Christie when he discussed New Jersey's bid for the Super Bowl back in 2010.
If you look at the bid, which is now the blueprint for the host committee, there is significant activity going on in New Jersey. The party the night before the Super Bowl will be in Liberty State Park. The NFL experience and the NFL tailgate parties will be at the Izod Center and at the Meadowlands Track.
But the host committee, the corporate organizers of the Super Bowl, decided not to put the NFL experience in New Jersey. Instead, a scaled-down version will be in Midtown Manhattan. East Rutherford Mayor James Casella says that was a blow to New Jersey businesses.
You know, because if it was in New Jersey, then less people would be apt to travel into New York City. Not that they wouldn't go in there, but if the NFL experience was situated in New Jersey, they would have a tendency to stay in New Jersey, be spending their money in New Jersey.
Of course, playing second fiddle to New York is something New Jersey is well acquainted with. For WNYC, I'm Terry Langford.